I was reading something this morning that I never knew existed. Post-wedding blues. Apparently, some women get sad after their big day.
Okay. That might be a... Is that a song?
No.
I got
no,
the blues.
It's more of a theory. More okay. of an idea.
It's not a wedding song, then.
Yeah.
So you have the wedding. You had the big lead-up, the build-up. You were bridezilla. Go, 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 go.
And then
go,
you're sad afterwards.
And then you have nothing.
Yeah.
It's like
did Katie get sad after she got married?
I think instantly. As soon as I also said I do.
Well, I married you, I'd probably be sad, too.
I think
too.
She went from happy to, oh, my goodness, sad. I'm married to him now. And it's horrible.
Honestly.
No, I don't think so.
Did you know this was a thing?
No. No, I did not.
I'd never thought about it.
Well, tell me more about it. So women get married.
That's
and then
just exactly what it is. After literally the day after the wedding, when they're all done with everything, they're sad.
I can see that, though, because that's like imagine that you have a big project due, and the day after you finish, you have that letdown. Like you have the big
all
emotional
time build. Spent yeah. in that, yeah.
Yeah, so you have a big buildup leading to something. It could work with other things than weddings, too, I would think.
Man, I should have been sad after my wedding, but I wasn't.
No. Well, you're going to have a second wedding.
I
Will
am.
Will you be twice as sad?
No.
You're going to be very happy.
I'm going to be very
Look
happy.
Look at how happy you think you are. You're not going to be.
What? What do you mean how happy I think I am?
I mean, you're not going to be that happy.
Why am I not going to be happy?
I'm just telling you.
What's going to happen?
Okay, just things. Things happen.
What is going to happen?
You're
going to
get all claustrophobic. You're going to feel trapped. Yeah, you'll start freaking out. You're going to wonder where he is at every moment of every day.
Because that's so
mean. You know, you'll start to yell.
Where are you?
You're married now, you'll say to him on several occasions.
I will?
Start doing a better job around here. You need to take care of this. You're my husband.
Oh.
Where right now it's just kind of fun and loose and free.
Do you think I'm going to be claustrophobic and apparently psychotic, Amanda, after I get married?
No.
I don't think so
either. I feel like you and Dan have cohabitated for so long.
We've known each other
for
a long
time. It's
not really
going to make a big difference.
It's going to change. And Amanda, it would happen to you too. You've been so excited to get married that as soon as you are married, you'll be like, oh no, what am I going to be hoping for now? What's next? Babies, I guess.
Okay, so your theory is that happens because of the planning thing. Like
yes.
You're done planning your big event.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so my question is, if you got married and you were sad afterwards, I have a lot of questions for you. You need to call us at 770-8957.
So if you experience the post-wedding blues.
Post-wedding blues.
We want to hear from you, 770-8957.
Boo. I don't believe I'm going to go through it. But then you never know. On our Facebook page, some people are talking about how that didn't happen with their wedding necessarily, but it happened after kids.
Oh, well, postpartum depression, that's something.
And Lisa said, yes, after her wedding, she did get the post-wedding blues. She said, reason being, you have so many things and people around you that afterwards you're like, where is everyone? Yeah. Hello?
Who's going to go dress shopping with me
Hello?
Now?
She's still married, though, and that was 11 years ago. So
Holly says, heck no, I was thrilled that it was all over. Like, she was happy to be done with planning the wedding.
Yeah, that's how I think I'm going
to
feel.
Well, you're not really planning anything.
I'm sick and tired of telling people, no, I don't have any plans. I know when my reception is, and it's just not the wedding.
Okay.
Hey, who's this on the phone?
Jillian,
good morning.
Good morning.
Did you have the post-wedding blues?
Well, no. I mean, my husband left the next day for Afghanistan, so it was different blues.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If you're sad the day or so's after your wedding, aren't you getting married for the wrong reason?
Yes.
If you're getting married for the wedding and not the marriage, is that really the best reason to get married?
But you know what? Don't you think we all start out getting married for the right reason, and some people just get consumed by the planning and the wedding and the party? You know,
yeah.
So you didn't start out as, oh, I want to have a party, and oh, yeah, I get to have a husband afterwards.
Well, it seems like that time, Jillian, leading up to the wedding, like directly up to the wedding when you're planning it, it doesn't seem like most people think about the marriage. Women, anyway. I don't know what
you think about the wedding.
But you're thinking about the wedding because you have so many things going on.
We're thinking about the bachelor party.
Especially if you're a bridezilla, probably.
Leading up to it.
That's what you're thinking about?
Yeah, like, where am I going to go?
Thanks, Jillian.
We're going to have a limo? We're going to have a bus? What's going to happen?
Post-wedding blues. I guess I've never really thought about this until today. I was reading an article about cures, which, by the way.
Oh, what's the cure?
Some of the cures.
Get married again?
Are reminisce about it. So get, you know, order your wedding photos, your photo album, that kind of stuff.
Well, that's the problem, though, because you don't get that stuff for like a month.
Don't talk about the things that went wrong. Plan another get-together, maybe.
Let's have a second wedding.
That's another thing. Hi, Renee.
We're renewing our vows.
Hi.
Didn't you just get married last weekend? Yeah, but I'm depressed.
Renee, could you imagine renewing your vows like a month after you got married?
No.
No. Did you get the post-wedding blues, Renee?
Yeah, but it wasn't because of my wedding. It was because of my wedding, but it's not because I was sad that I got married. It was because my wedding sucked.
Oh,
Oh, no. What happened?
The ceremony was really nice. Yeah, me and my husband are still married. Okay. You know, we've been married for almost 2 years. But the ceremony was fine. It's the reception that just was horrible. It was all rushed. The dinner was rushed. They were taking beers off the table before people were done. We cut the cake right after we got married. Apparently, that's the new thing. You cut the cake before you even eat dinner now.
Really?
Oh.
Yes, they wanted to cut the cake because they said, you know, if people are drinking, they're not going to be too interested in watching you cut the cake when they're half buzzed.
Wow.
And you're like, I don't care.
Heard such a thing.
I don't care if people are watching me cut a cake or not.
It was horrible. I cried at my reception. My wedding was supposed to last. My reception was supposed to last from 6 to midnight. It lasted from 6 to 8.
Oh, my
God.
So why were they going so fast?
I don't know. Everybody started leaving at 8 o'clock as soon as the cake had come out. They were gone after that. And we didn't have much. We had to pay a DJ and everything. We didn't have anything. We were lucky we got our wedding song.
Wow.
Well, that's horrible.
That is horrible. Did you get some money back?
They gave us a free night stay at the hotel to make up for it.
The hotel that everyone was dying to leave?
Yeah, it was at the DoubleTree in Holland. It was you know, the coordinator was really nice and it was all really nice, nicely set up. But our tables were a little wrong because I had family that was supposed to sit in a table next to the head table, and they actually had my friends were sitting there instead of my family that was supposed to sit there. So the tables were numbered wrong.
Really?
Gosh.
Yes, the tables were numbered wrong. The rush of dinner was just, oh my gosh.
Who was in charge of it? Who was in charge of like the timing of everything?
Did you have a wedding planner or?
No, we didn't have a wedding planner. My husband and I, we went and checked out a few places and we liked the DoubleTree. Plus we were on a little bit of a budget.
Okay.
And it seemed really nice. I mean, it had, you know, the room accommodated all of our guests. We didn't have a whole lot, maybe 75.
Yeah.
And it was really nice, you know. We didn't pay a whole lot for it, but I guess that's, you get what you pay for then.
Wow, interesting.
That is,
well, I'm sorry that happened to you. That's not even fun.
I just realized that my wife didn't have the post-wedding blues, but we honeymooned at Sandals in St. Lucia.
Okay.
And probably half of the brides that we met were crying and were sad.
Really?
And because either something had happened at the wedding or they didn't like their hotel room.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. I cried so bad that my dad cried.
Oh, wow. You made your dad cry at your wedding?
My dad cried because I was so upset that my reception sucked.
Yeah, that does
suck. And I worked so hard, and this was both of our second marriages, and I worked so hard to make it really nice, you know, and everything like that.
Yeah.
And then to have that happen, you know what I mean? We had, you know, my stepdaughters were flower girls, and we had the whole flower girl matching the bridal gown and all that stuff, you know. So we spent a lot of money on everything.
That's too bad.
For it to only last 2 hours. And
yeah,
we didn't even
have
a honeymoon either.
Oh, no. Maybe you should do something like at your 5 or 10 year.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, no kidding. Just a reason to have another party.
We should try to put something together where we like gather everyone who had a bad wedding or something.
BS weddings.
And redo.
Yeah.
Like renew vows and stuff. Maybe do it like in Lake Michigan. Do like something like
in
that.
In the lake?
Like a beautiful beach setting, you know?
That would be fun.
So it's not like a destination wedding, but we just do it like we're standing on a beach somewhere.
And you know what else we should do?
What?
Okay, Curtis, put your money where your mouth is. You and I should do the wedding. We should get, you know how you can go online now and
get
your license. We can get ordained and we can be the, what do they call us?
The officiant?
Yeah, that.
That's exactly, okay. Oh, perfect.
What do you think, Renee? Would you come and do that?
Oh, yeah, I'd come and do that. I'm sure my husband would be for that, too.
That would be fun.
All right, well, we'll look into it.
Renee.
We'll see what all that takes.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry, Renee. That's a sad story.
That is a sad story.
Plan another party, though, girl.
All right, well, yeah, so we'll look into becoming ordained and maybe try to work out some details about it.
Yeah.
Well, of course,
let's have Connie Curtis marry us.
Our general manager won't let us go to a Tiger game. You think he's going to let us marry people in Lake Michigan?
Probably not.
Well, we'll see.
Jody, we're talking about the post-wedding blues. I was reading an article this morning. I didn't even know this existed. Did you have them?
Yes, and I had it before. Okay, I was fine. And the minute I was supposed to walk down the aisle, I just started bawling.
Oh no!
Really?
And
why?
I don't know. All of a sudden, it just started bawling.
Did you feel trapped? Did you have a trapped feeling?
No, I just all of a sudden it just happened. I looked at my dad, and I was like, just started bawling. And I'm like, I'm not walking down until I quit crying. So the music started, and the music stopped.
What is your husband doing at this point? Is he just standing up there?
Looking, we were like, when's he coming, you know? And finally, my dad literally, like, pulled me down the aisle. And right when I got to the altar, off with the music. Quick, turn it off, you know?
Oh, no. How many years ago was that, Jody?
Over 20.
Are you still married?
1990. No, I'm not still married.
Oh.
But anyways, during the reception and everything, everybody kept telling me, you were married. And I went, I'm like, I guess I looked like I was at my funeral or something, or somebody's funeral, because I wasn't smiling. And then after the reception, I just started bawling again. And everybody's like, why are you crying? And I'm like, I don't know who I am.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not who I used to be. And they keep telling me this is who I am. I don't know who I am.
So, wait, how long did the marriage last?
10 years. 8 years.
Eight years. Okay, that's longer than I would have thought with that reaction.
Were you drunk at the wedding?
I think maybe alcohol had a little bit of factor of it, but it was, like, really weird because I didn't feel like, you know, you got a new name and... I don't know. I didn't know.
It all hit you at once.
Yeah.
It just hit me. It's like, oh my gosh, who am I?
Oh no, that is so sad.
Okay, so you had it before. Can you imagine? I just can't imagine. Like if Katie was walking down the aisle bawling. Like, I don't want to get married. I don't want to.
I didn't want to walk down the aisle bawling. So I told my dad, I said, well, I'm not going to go down until I stop crying. And he goes, well, then you better stop crying because the music already started again. They're waiting for you.
Oh wow. My gosh.
That is crazy.
What a nightmare. What a great story, though. Thanks for the call, Jody. Have a great weekend.
Can you imagine?
No.
Just bawling?
No.
You should do that when you and Dan are getting married. You just cry the whole way down the aisle.
I would feel so bad for him. He would not know what to do.
He'd be standing there. Like-